Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
We were discussing Occupy fill-in-the-blank protests that are going on around the country. Certainly, you're still welcome to chime in on that. Maybe you've been to some of these. You've got some observations you want to share. Or you can talk about magic mushrooms. Or you can talk about whatever you want. Because Luther, that's where we went toward the very end of the last hour, is a study that, and is this a recent story? Because it rings a bell for me.
9/29/2011.
2011. All right. So it sounds very familiar. It sounds like something we've talked about in the past.
I'm sure other people have come up with this as well.
I remember one time talking about mushrooms and their effect on anxiety and some things like that. But I think this is the first study I've ever seen that specifically deals with a change in personality.
It's essentially saying, and if you could recap it for us, essentially saying...
Basically saying that just one dose of mushrooms can have a long-lasting effect on your personality in a positive way. And it's long-lasting like a year or more, just from one dose. And that's within 60% of patients.
So now this is a scientific study that has been done. That's a pretty significant number to say more than more than 50% of patients their first time ever taking a magic mushroom. And I would imagine it's a relatively low dose because they're not going to give somebody a really
high
dose.
Yeah, they don't want all these people tripping balls at their laboratory. I mean, stuff's going to get broken, you know, there's going to be handprints everywhere.
So I don't know does it say in there what the dose was that they received?
I don't see that. It just says, they're vague about it. You know, a single dose is all it says.
Well, the tricky thing with magic mushrooms is you never know what you're getting.
Right.
Because when you actually get the mushrooms, you buy them by weight, but you don't know how much psilocybin, the active ingredient, is actually in any of those things.
Sure. I wonder if maybe they just extracted psilocybin and...
That's what they did.
Yeah, you know, put it in like a capsule form. That's what I would do if I was a scientist. I
mean, that's the only way you could do it.
Sure. And have any kind of control over your subject. So Ronald R. Griffiths, who is the study's author, said, "Now this finding is really quite fascinating." And apparently he's a professor in the departments of psychiatry and neuroscience at Johns Hopkins.
So this was done in the U.S. then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's surprising. Usually you can't do that. And this is because personality is considered a stable characteristic of the psychology of people. It's been thought to be relatively immutable and stable across the lifespan. I've heard stuff like this, you know.
Leopard can't change his spots?
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. Or even a lot of the personality traits I had as a child, I know I still have, you know. It's just, you know, who I've always been. So this is saying that, you know, it can be changed and that this can have, he goes on to talk about the potential benefits of this knowledge. Remarkably, the study shows that psilocybin actually changes one domain of personality that is strongly related to traits such as imagination, feeling, abstract ideas, and aesthetics, and is considered a core construct underlying creativity in general. And the changes we see appear to be long-term.
So it's no coincidence that many famous artists, musicians, have been known for taking psychedelics, for instance, or as they may now be called, entheogens, and making amazing music and artwork.
Sure.
Well, I really like the aesthetic piece of it because I can it like puts the biggest smile on my face. When I was a teenager, we used to like to go, you know, we lived in Florida, and we used to like to go and take LSD on the beach and watch the sunrise. And I mean, I can't even really put into words some of the things that I have seen and experienced because of this, but I can tell you that I have a totally different appreciation for nature and things like that. No doubt, because of these experiences.
Oh, sure. And I remember really getting into art during that period of my life as well, and just finding all these new things that I was really open to suddenly.
Now, somebody could say, well, that would have happened anyway, Luther. You would have just matured.
No, I can definitely say trace the change to an experience I had while hallucinating.
Yeah.
And, you know, just your thought patterns change, like you think completely different.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think anybody who says that hasn't done any of these drugs.
Hasn't done any drug, I would say, with the exception of alcohol. You know what I mean? They just don't understand.
Right. Yeah, how does that change you, by the way?
Well, it tends to, not in all cases. I think there's stages of it. It can first make you kind of elated and silly, but it eventually gets to violence in a lot of cases, and just sloppy mess. I mean,
hell yeah.
Now, I say this, I like alcohol, but I do believe that it is one of the hardest drugs that there is in existence.
Alcohol is a poison, and so is psilocybin. I think it's worth pointing out. We're talking about poison here. And so,
you know, last time we talked about mushrooms, somebody emailed you and explained that the poison thing in psilocybin is a myth, and they had this huge email, and you read it on the air.
Really?
Yes, and I'm going to look this up.
Well, I can tell you
break,
one thing. You take the wrong mushroom, you might die.
That's true, but there's a few kinds of hallucinogenic mushrooms, and I would not recommend just going out and picking them unless you really know what you're doing, because there are lots of poisonous mushrooms out there that can kill you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And some redneck who owns the cow farm that you're getting these mushrooms might shoot you, so be careful of that as well.
Yes.
It'll probably just be rock salt.
Yeah.
I can tell you
that's gonna
that when that happens, your heart sinks. When you see that farmer, you don't care if it's rock salt or not. You just panic.
Speaking from experience.
Yes, actually.
Yeah, there were cow fields all around our high school, actually.
They called the one right behind our high school the Field of Dreams.
Yep.
Because it had the most mushrooms. Apparently it was mentioned in High Times.
So we've seen the news stories recently about MDMA being incredibly helpful. Scientific studies been done recently that show that people with, it wasn't anxiety, it was post-traumatic stress disorder, which is really a serious situation.
Yeah.
People who had gone through all of the treatments that that standard medicine or allopathic medicine has provided for this PTSD and had no success with the accepted treatments were allowed to attempt or were allowed to try in a controlled setting in a psychologist's office or psychiatrist's office, I think it was, to take a dose of MDMA, which is commonly known on the street as ecstasy. And they found that after, again, one dose, that these folks were cured, 80% of them cured of PTSD. Nothing else worked. One dose of MDMA solved their problem. It allowed them to, you know, break down whatever mental walls they'd built up, to empathize and to come to grips with.
Yeah, confront the problem. Yeah, yeah.
And I'd like to point out that this is not new at all. It's being revisited, but in the 80s, I think when you watch the if anyone's interested, I highly recommend you watch the documentary Ecstasy Rising, Peter Jennings.
ABC Report,
it is
right?
Awesome. You can see it on YouTube at this point in time, I think, or Google Video, but it is great. But there are videos from, like, Oprah-style shows where there's people in the audience and they're talking about MDMA, and these women stand up and they're, you know, 30, 40 years old, and they share something horrible that has happened to them, like getting raped. One woman had gotten raped, and her husband said, you know, that if she had not taken the MDMA, that he believed that she would have killed herself, or she could not be a mother to her children. Mm. She just hid in her room all day because she was so terrified of everything. And so this isn't new at all. This is, you know, they knew this in the 80s, but it's been kind of forgotten, and now it's resurfacing.
The truth is being uncovered again.
Right.
Yeah.
And anybody who has taken MDMA, I think, can understand why this would be helpful for somebody with,
if they've taken the real McCoy, which, of course, is difficult to
dwindling
achieve.
These days, dwindling,
right,
unfortunately.
Due to the black market, due to the fact that you never know what you're going to get when you're out there dealing with these black market dealers. It's just so sad. And by the way, it is important to remember, and we talked about this, I don't want to rehash too much of Saturday night. I think it's always important to put the disclaimer out. Be careful when you're doing these things. There are things you need to know. You do need to know that if you just go buy something called ecstasy on the street, it may not, in point of fact, be MDMA at all. So you need to know this stuff, and you need to take the time to learn about it. So go to arrowwood.org, E-R-O.
Get a test kit if you're interested, please.
DanceSafe.org?
Yes.
E-R-O-W-I-D.org, great place to learn more about some of these things. And your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Hello again, I hope all is well. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. We're your source for gold and silver. Not much has changed since we last spoke. The economy remains in the tank. Unemployment is a national disaster, and there's zero leadership in Washington. Experts tell us that the stock market is headed towards 7,000. The deficit will continue to climb. Still, gold is expected to go to 2,000 by the first quarter. That'd put silver back nearing 50 bucks. Frankly, Scarlett, there are no solid options available beyond precious metals. Please give me a call, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, for an informative, no-pressure conversation. John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number for you, 1-855-453, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. And go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And you've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now. Certainly, if you've been listening to this show, you have. But maybe you didn't know how to get them. Well, now there's an easy way. You can get Bitcoins by depositing cash at thousands of banking locations across the United States, including Bank of America and Wells Fargo. Once you have your Bitcoins, you can use them to pay anyone in the world with no transaction fees or third parties getting involved. It works just like a person-to-person cash transaction, but you do it over the Internet. And you can learn more at exchangebitcoins.com. That's exchangebitcoins.com. Again, 855-450-FREE is the number. Kind of, it wasn't really my intention to rehash what we talked about on Saturday night, but inevitably whenever psychedelic or entheogenic drugs come up on this program, I always feel the need to throw out disclaimers. I think that the usage of these things has been very instrumental in changing how I view life, and I'm glad that I've done them, but I'm glad I've done them in a safe manner and with people who understand, you know, the effects of these things. And, mm-hmm. you know, we were talking on Saturday night about how allegedly, there are these parties where kids will just grab pills that they don't even know what they are and pop them.
Wow.
Just the completely other direction of responsibility, total irresponsibility when it comes to using drugs on this scale, and then, you know, complete responsibility of knowing what you're getting into as much as possible before you do it, having a safe set and setting in which to do it, being around other people who can, assist in the event of something.
Yeah, who you'll be comfortable with, who aren't going to try to mess with you, you know, and moderation is always also a good policy.
Absolutely. Otherwise, it's just not special anymore.
I'm sure if you took mushrooms every day, you would just go crazy.
Yeah.
Your personality would not improve in a good way.
Maybe for a couple days, then it would probably start to go downhill.
Sure.
Right, and then it's not a special experience anymore if you're doing it regularly. That's how I see it. So 855-453 is the number here. You guys want to add anything else to that that discussion?
No. I mean, when you're talking about safely, I very briefly mentioned test kits. I just want to throw that out there again. Ecstasy is something I have a lot of experience with in the past, and it's getting very, very dirty. And the majority of pressed pills now that you get on the street, it's not MDMA. I would highly recommend going to dancesafe.org and getting one of these
test
kits.
Unless you're in Europe.
Yes, in Europe they have very high quality. This is actually an interesting little tidbit. It is in Holland. They have legalized test centers. So you can bring your pills to a test center.
So the MDMA is illegal.
Yes, but they had a huge harm reduction campaign in the early 2000s, I think it was. And this was part of it, was that they were going to have these test centers. And you can just walk in, you bring your pill in, and you call and check in sometime in the next couple days, and they'll tell you exactly what's in it and how many milligrams. And the pill quality over there is like the average amount. When you get a clean pill in the United States, the average is like 70, 80 milligrams of MDMA. Mm-hmm. It's like 180 over there. Cleanest, best ecstasy pills in the world.
So basically the reason why the ecstasy is so much better over there is because testing's available publicly, because you don't have to jump through a bunch of hoops. It's easy to go and get the pill tested, so quality checks are available everywhere, and if somebody gets something that is of not good quality, the word can get out, and that dealer's done for. Right?
So on that note, you can buy these little home test kits, and I will say they are very cool. In addition to ecstasy, there are now, people have posted results online for a variety of research chemicals. So if you're interested in 5-MeO-DIPT, you could test for that. Like, you could test for 100 different research chemicals with these kits. It's $20 if you want to buy like one of the bottles. You can get a complete kit for like $40. They are worth it.
Well worth it to avoid.
They will save you from a bad night. Well, or worse. But, yeah. I mean, it's just, please, if you're interested in this stuff, buy a test kit. You will be thankful.
What about the people who'd be paranoid and say that, well, the DEA might come after me if I get a test kit?
The DEA hasn't come after me. I mean, I don't know. I get on the radio, right, and I talk openly about doing drugs and the drug experiences I have had. So they would.
It's not illegal to order a test kit. They could
come after me at some point in my life, but I'm just not that paranoid.
It's not illegal to order.
No,
a test
kit. No, it isn't.
It's not probable cause
to
raid your home.
It's sulfuric acid.
What's that?
Isn't that what it is in the marquee?
They're different agents.
Yeah, there are different reagents, but it's just a chemical. I mean, it's
So there you go. Learn a little bit every single night here on Free Talk Live. So, speaking of medical things, here's some news for you. Out of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC.com, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, one of their officials, has been arrested and charged with two counts of child molestation and bestiality.
Nice.
Yeah. According to DeKalb County, criminal warrant obtained on Sunday, and the sexual acts, by the way, involved a six-year-old boy. Kimberly Quinlan Lindsay's boyfriend, Thomas Westerman, was also arrested on two counts of child molestation. Westerman works for the CDC as a night watchman, and so they both essentially work for the CDC. One's some sort of special official. She's the deputy director for the Laboratory Science Policy and Practice Program Office at the CDC. She's 44 years old. The pair lives together, and she's got a bio on the agency's website. She's important enough of a bureaucrat to have her own page on at the agency's site. The Emory University graduate who's been with the CDC since 1999 was formerly a senior health scientist responsible for overseeing a $1.5 billion fiscal allocation process for terrorism preparedness. And now she's looking at felony charges for bestiality. And they don't tell us which beast she was interested in.
Apparently
she was interested in a six-year-old boy.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so just to kind of give you some idea of who some of these government people are that believe they know what's best how to run your life.
Well, I think it's important to note that they are people. And like, you know, a lot of people seem to think that because they wear a uniform, they must be like the best of the best people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a wide variety of people out there, and those people are government bureaucrats.
Well, and think about, for instance, like the Department of Children and Families or whatever alphabet combination it is in your state, DCYF or whatever they are. You would imagine that those people might, that organization might just attract a child molester. Because the job is to take children from people who allegedly shouldn't have children and then put them in the hands of government-approved people. So we've seen stories in the past where these guys get caught for, you know, child pornography or child molestation.
Sure, sure. Generally, and it tends to be, molesters tend to be somebody who knows the child, you know, usually a relative or a neighbor or a family friend.
It's true.
Or somebody, you know, who, you know, people don't expect that's how they get away with it is you know, they're not suspected. You know, it's not usually the guy who wants to go hang out at the park or
right,
I'm sure like, that's where they like to hang out, but like I'd like to talk about this a little more because I've experienced things where I've been sort of just innuendoed that I could be a dirty bet.
All right, anyway, we'll find out about that here in a moment. More coming up here with Luther's experience of being a accused of being a child molester.
No, I wouldn't say accused, but yeah.
What's up? Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com. Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you. Take control of these airwaves, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And we invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. Many features, all of them free. You can get signed up and follow our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever communication method you prefer, or more than one, all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that is news.freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call and have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner right up at the top of our banner column over at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So, you can, of course, take control of these airwaves. Luther, you were going to tell us, we brought up this story about the CDC official that's been charged with child molestation against a six-year-old as well as bestiality. Mm-hmm. And you were going to, I guess, tell of an experience you had or multiple experiences where people had accused you of something similar.
Well, they didn't accuse me of bestiality. I was just at a school. They didn't accuse me of anything, really. It just made me feel uncomfortable. And I think it's kind of just a sad statement of where we are culturally now that we, you know, worship kids like they're Hindu cattle. Personally, I don't like children. Anyway, so I was at a school fixing their copy machine, and I had to use the bathroom. I asked them where it was, and she was like, oh, okay, hang on, I'll escort you down there. And it's
oh, jeez.
Okay, you know, and then so when we got to the bathroom, and it was just, you know, a bathroom with one toilet, and it wasn't like the, you know, the multiple stall bathrooms, just one small little room, probably 10 feet by 10 feet, with a toilet, a sink, and, you know, a soap dispenser. And she had to go and just make sure that no children were in there, before I could go in and do my business. And it just seems ridiculous to me. I can do that on my own. I don't want children in there while I'm having
a so you're saying the intimation was that you could be a child molester, so we just
right.
need to be careful.
I could be, somebody with some kind of ill intent or have some kind of inappropriate motivation, you know.
Can you imagine what would happen if you were left to roam those halls on your own?
I would probably go mad because of all the screaming children around me.
So was it the only example, or was there another one?
That's the only one I can think of. I mean, there have been other cases where I was accused of being a drug dealer because I was in a parking lot near a school. I was at a church in their parking lot waiting for them to show up so I could fix their copy machine, you know. And some lady was across the street watering her yard, and she kept looking over at me, you know. I'm minding my business on my BlackBerry doing whatever it was I was doing, probably listening to music or the radio. And she comes over, like, I didn't see her coming over. I must have been doing something. But next thing I know, she's tapping on my window, and she's got a piece of paper, and she's telling me about how the cops watch this, and there's a neighborhood watch on that parking lot because that's where people do drug deals, and there's a school down the street, and there's a daycare around the corner, and blah. And I go, oh, well, that's fine. I'm just here to, I'm waiting on somebody. I'm not a drug dealer. And she just kept going with it. She's like, well, you know, well, we have to be careful because of the children. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I'm not a drug dealer.
Great,
I'm here
lady.
On business. Yeah.
Trying to eat my lunch. Leave me alone.
Exactly. So, and eventually, she wandered back over to her yard and kept watering or doing what she was doing and looking at me. So, like, I was like, fine, you know, I'm going to go do something else. This lady's creeping me out.
I imagine she fancied herself very clever that day for having discovered you, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, I got to.
It was the most exciting part of her day.
I got to say this to her. I got to say, well, I don't support the prohibition of any substance, but, you know, I can understand you wanting to keep it away from your grandchildren, you know. And she was very confused by that statement that I didn't support prohibition. She's like, what?
Prohibition? Wasn't that alcohol?
She just kind of ignored that and went on with whatever she was mumbling about.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want. Adam is listening in Indianapolis. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hello. I wanted to call and talk about the Occupy Indianapolis movement that's going on right now.
All right. Do tell. Are they occupying anything yet, or are they just planning?
They are. The State House, in fact. The lawn of the State House.
Now, what is it?
They've been out there since Saturday.
So there are people there permanently? They're there overnight?
Yes, yes. Right now, I mean, I would say it's probably between 20 and 90 people at any given time. But the Indianapolis police have said that people who are there are not allowed to lay down and sleep. So they're calling it vertical occupation. If you're down there, you've either got to be standing or sitting on the lawn.
So basically people are coming in shifts. Is that the idea? So if you get tired, you go home, sleep, somebody's going to take care of you overnight, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there are people who, you know, let people go into their apartments or sleep in their cars and take breaks that way as well.
So you've been down there? You've experienced this?
I have. I went down there on Saturday. There are about 1,200 people, I would say, based on media estimates and all of that down there Saturday.
Okay, hang on. I thought you said it was 20 to 90. What did I miss there?
Well, right now there's between 20 and 90. There's more during the day and fewer at night. But when they had their initial gathering, over 1,000 people showed up.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty good. So what were your impressions of the crowd and what the, you know, who you met, what you learned?
I would definitely say it's a lot of people who know all of the problems but have no idea what to do for a solution.
Do they even have any ideas at all?
Word. Well, when I first got there on Saturday, there was probably 5 or 6 people that were up there talking, you know, on a microphone. But most of them were politicians and business owners saying that this is great, so many people are out here and everyone's got to go vote and they've got to go vote.
Right, because that's always changed things.
Someone eventually got up on the microphone, though, and said, I didn't come down here to stand and be told to vote. Let's start marching. And pretty much everyone took over Indianapolis.
So where did you march, or to where did you march?
Well, we started at the Veterans Memorial, which is, I would guess, maybe 5 or 6 blocks north of the center of Indianapolis. We marched down Indianapolis, or down Meridian Street to the center of Indianapolis. The center of Indianapolis is a circle.
And how was the response as you were marching? I mean, were you getting a lot of honks and waves? Or were there, you know, was it mostly positive?
It was, and it actually was very well timed. Kind of serendipitously, they were doing an AIDS walk at the same time. So there was a few hundred people that were walking north while our group was walking south, and most of them were given the thumbs up and given cheers and that sort of thing.
So you said that you felt like a lot of these folks didn't really have any solutions. Were they even positing?
Yeah, there was lots of chanting, lots of sign waving.
Oh, I hate
chanting. Fair tax signs were pretty popular.
What signs were popular? I'm sorry.
The so-called fair tax.
Oh, interesting.
That little oxymoron there.
Right.
Sure.
So were
the occupiers occupying any financial areas of Indianapolis?
They aren't, no. There was talk initially of trying to occupy, like, the front of the banks or something like that. People talked about doing a human people mover, which
is what
they called everybody standing in a single file line and slowly marching around a city block like ants, so that they were blocking people without standing there and loitering and getting in trouble for it.
An unbroken single file line? I see.
Yeah, so, and that might happen. I'm expecting this Saturday there'll probably be more people, and they might do a little more of a demonstration. But tomorrow is going to be the first day the State House is actually open for business while all of this has been going on.
So do you expect another large amount of people to hit the State House tomorrow morning?
You know, I don't know. It's Tuesday morning. A lot of people have to work, but I think a lot of people who are down there and pissed off are down there because they don't have jobs. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nothing else to do. Might as well camp out.
I do have a job, but I'm going to be back down there on Wednesday.
So you feel like it's worthwhile? You're getting something out of it then?
I do. It's still largely unorganized, but... You know, every night they're having general assemblies where people can come up, anyone who wants to can speak, and they seem to start to be forming, I don't know, some sort of organizational structure. So it's definitely interesting enough for me to go and see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if I can help in any way, as long as it tends to be something that I generally agree with, I don't have to agree with all the specifics, I'm willing to help out, and I'm certainly most interested in meeting the doers, like the activist types who are willing to come out to something like this. I think that's interesting, to create relationships with those people, because as far as I'm concerned, protests are essentially social events. They're good for expanding your network. Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
Turn a blind eye to your windshield wipers, and you could be driving blind. That's why it's a great rule of thumb to replace your wipers every 6 months to ensure clear, safe visibility. Right now at AutoZone, buy one Duralast FlexBlade wiper with advanced wiper technology for superior all-weather performance, and get the second one half off. See store for restrictions and details. Get the visibility you need with Duralast FlexBlade wipers only at AutoZone, where parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Brody for Solutions from Science. And you know, in this economy, it doesn't seem like there is much that any of us can do to cut back on our monthly expenses. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a way to cut your light bill by 90%. Yep, a full 90%. Ultra-efficient LED light bulbs are now available from Solutions from Science. They run cooler, cheaper, and they're guaranteed for 30 years. That's right, 30 years. And with many experts predicting electrical rates could double or triple in the next few years, there has never been a better time to make the switch to high-efficiency LEDs. And here's the best part. These are not old-style LEDs. These are the new, cutting-edge LEDs with full-spectrum light. You can learn all about the new LEDs by watching my video at LEDfreedom.com. I'll show you how to save 90% on your light bill. Go to LEDfreedom.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you'd like if you want. 855-450-FREE. That's toll free. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian
and Julia
and Luther.
Kind of come back around thanks to the latest caller we had there to this the Occupy fill in the blank protest movements that are happening around the country. More will be cropping up throughout the week, and especially on Saturday, as it's supposed to be. That's supposed to be the big day. Where it will go from there, I don't know. Will it get bigger? Will it dwindle off as the weather gets colder? Because it can be tough to occupy any place when it's freezing cold out.
When they had the 420 protests originally in Keene, and they were huge, they tapered off in the winter because who wants to stand out and smoke at Central Square when it's 20 degrees out?
Yeah. So you guys talked in detail last week, I believe, about the list of demands that some were making. Now, it was said at some point on this program that the list of demands was not issued by any official organization. I mean, there is no real organization, right, behind this. It's
Yeah, it's a big disorganization. But there is a website called OccupyWallStreetST.org, and that's where they had this posted.
Okay. Because I didn't know if there was any kind of consensus behind this or if somebody just threw it out on a website. Because I know the people that own the Occupy New Hampshire website. That doesn't mean that they are in charge of anybody, right? It doesn't mean that all the people at the Occupy New Hampshire protests or meetings agree with what goes up on that website. So here's something else that you can consider from these Occupy folks. It is the Declaration of the Occupation of New York City. Have y'all heard this one yet?
No.
This is the Declaration. Here we go. As we gather together in solidarity to express a feeling of mass injustice, we must not lose sight of what brought us together. We write so that all people who feel wronged by the corporate forces of the world can know that we are your allies. As one people united, we acknowledge the reality that the future of the human race requires the cooperation of its members, that our system must protect our rights, and upon corruption of that system, it is up to the individuals to protect their own rights and those of their neighbors, that a democratic government derives its just power from the people. Yeah, well, never really seen that being the case.
No.
But corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth. And, of course, none of these people ever acknowledge that governments are corporations.
Right.
Never acknowledge.
Or that a corporation doesn't exist without government, because that's what a corporation is.
It's a creation by the government, a legal fiction.
Right, that gives the owners of a certain company certain privileges and protections from liability, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
And, of course, the government has all those protections and more. So corporations, to some extent, can be liable for some things. You know, their liability is limited. The government is completely unaccountable. They have no liability whatsoever
right.
for what they
do. And it, they say, what do they say, how do they phrase it, that the corporations do not get consent? Or
corporations do not seek consent to extract wealth from the people and the earth.
They don't? They don't put up a store and open the door and say, hey, come in and buy if you want?
Yeah,
Do they hold guns to people's head and say, hey, you have to have this Big Mac, you have to buy, you know, from Target, from Walmart, from
in
whatever?
In most cases, they do go and they buy the property that they want to buy legitimately.
Uh-huh.
There are some examples of corporations who are tied in with the government where they use the government's force to take property from people through eminent domain. So
mm-hmm.
that would be applicable to that that particular statement.
Certainly.
But for the most part, most companies, and a lot of people have corporations. We're not just talking about, I mean, I think they are generally talking about the mega corporations.
Right.
But your local mom and pop restaurant might also be a corporation
yeah.
as well.
I worked for one that was, actually. And I knew the owners, I mean. I dated their daughter, you know. I worked with them. You know, they worked there, too. They didn't just sit in the office and get fat, you know, off of us, off our labor. They worked, too. They worked just as hard as we did.
No true democracy is attainable when the process is determined by economic power. We come to you at a time when corporations which place profit over people, self-interest over justice, and oppression over equality run our governments. We have peacefully assembled here, as is our right, to let these facts be known. So it's, again, this
old
message.
They really like that word, corporation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in everything. That's all they talk about.
You could almost replace it with immigrants. You know, like there's the groups of interest groups in this country
mm-hmm.
have the scapegoat, right? So for the ultra right wingers, it's the immigrants that are the problem, or the drug dealers, or whatever. And for the people on the far left, it's the corporations that are the problem. And nobody notices the real problem, and that is the coercion, the monopoly over coercion, that is the governments, the federal, state, and local. And so we've heard this time and time again that, you know, well, if they could just have their way, then we'd have a true democracy where everyone had an equal vote, no money would be in politics, and the whole world would be governed by democratic consensus.
I'm so sure that that would stop people from trying to bribe the government.
Well, it's fantasy to believe that you can ever get money or influence out of power. I mean, it's just, you've got to be living in a utopian fantasy world in order to believe that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that I don't think that, you know, I think power should be eliminated. But these people think that, you know, if they could just have their way, it would all work out. But even if they had their way, even if you could get money out of politics and have this magical system just appear out of thin air that allowed everyone to vote, and somehow it would all be facilitated without giving people power, because that seems to be their intention, right? They don't like the idea of the power elite controlling people. But how do you set up your little system without having a power elite?
It seems to me they just want to be the power elite.
Well, exactly. And that's why every instance of communism has always ended up being the elite and everybody else.
Right.
So there's no... And, of course, then the critics of... the supporters of communism will say, well, that wasn't true communism.
Right.
Just put me in charge and we'll have true communism.
Right.
So here again, you have another example of a group of people who they have a vision for what they think should be, but their vision is immoral on its face. And I don't think they even think about those things. That the idea that even if they could have this magical voting system where everybody had an equal vote and everybody could just cast their vote by punching it on their handheld device that, of course, is given away by all the corporations because now money doesn't matter anymore and there is no money and we're all voting and the voting is controlling the world and democracy rules, so 51% should decide what goes.
And
why don't people see that as wrong?
Yeah, that irritates me right there. 51% should decide. And to suggest that democracy somehow promotes equality and fairness is ludicrous. Can you honestly represent me? What if I disagree with you? Then we have a problem, right? But if you're the ruler, then how is that any different than what goes on today that you hate so much?
Luther and I will outvote you.
I know you would.
You got a problem with that?
It's just crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't lead anywhere good. Anytime you've got this system where someone gets to control someone else by majority rule, by might makes right, you're going to have depredations, you're going to have abuse, you're going to have destruction of freedom, you're going to have... people are not going to have their rights respected. By virtue of the fact that you have democracy means you're not respecting people's rights.
Sure.
Because you can simply vote them away.
Sure enough. Sorry, go ahead.
No,
Billy.
You can go.
I kind of forgot what I was going to say now.
Yeah, let's let you go.
Well, I was going to say, I think that part of the problem stems from the fact that a large percentage of people believe that we've sort of reached, like, our moral and, you know, our peak, basically. Like, we as human beings, we know what's best now. Everything we think is right. You know, they think we're, like, reaching this peak.
Oh, man.
And, like, the other day, for example, I was discussing with somebody on Facebook, which is really isn't my style, but someone said something that irritated me, basically, that you know, that police officers were all good.
Mm.
And I just asked her a couple of questions, you know, like, because she kind of mentioned the law, and I said, well, so you think the law is good, and you think that, you know, what about alcohol prohibition? Do you like alcohol? When alcohol was legal, was it bad? Would you have obeyed? And she said, well, things were different back then, as if to suggest that, you know, well, then they didn't know, but today we know what's right. Like, all the laws are just, we've reached
perfect.
This moral high. Yeah. We're just so great now.
Yeah. When I was studying anthropology in school, we learned that human beings are the same animal that they were when they were cavemen. Not a lot has changed. I mean,
sure.
how we organize ourselves and how large of a society we can support has changed.
Cavemen with laptops.
Yeah, cavemen with laptops. We're still the same animal that we were, you know, like 5,000 years ago.
Yeah. Interesting observation.
Yeah.
Your observations are welcome. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. There's more to this declaration of the occupation. We'll share some more of that here with you in a moment.
Across this nation.
But people love the idea of democracy because, well, they were taught when they were growing up that that's a good thing. You know, well, we got to get away from the king, so we have to have a republic or a democracy. It's pretty much interchangeable. We're coming up. You can take control. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.